Devo came together in 1972 while Gerald Casale and Mark Mothersbaugh were art students at Kent State. That blending of art and music was a trademark for the group, says David Giffels, who's co-written a book based on the title of the group's well-received debut album, Are We Not Men? We Are Devo.
Are we not men?
We are Devo.
Are we not men?
Giffels says the band was marked by the powerful personalities of Mothersbaugh and Gerald Casale. But Bob Casale was a skilled musician and a needed presence.
They were kind of the face of the band, but, you know, this band was so much about, in some ways, about facelessness that he kind of fit into the role of support. And so I think they needed him. I think he's probably an underappreciated member in that way because, you know, that band couldn't have handled another kind of strong personality trying to write songs and take the lead on things.
Devo consisted of two sets of brothers. That included Mothersbaugh's brother, Bob, who was known as Bob One, while Casale was known as Bob Two. Giffel says that lent to the group's robotic personality. Its title, Devo, came from the term de-evolution. The group released its latest album in 2010 and began touring again, but its drummer, Alan Myers, died last year. Bob Casale was 61 when he died on Monday. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schulze.